Thank you for listening to The Wonder of You with Lisa Gollis. I had a little message come through me yesterday from the source I call God, and I do use God in a masculine term, referring to him as a he, only because of simplicity's sake. Don't want to say it or he, she, so just bear with me on that. Most people know by now I am a channel. My magazine is channeled. Just about everything on my website is channeled information. And this, a friend of mine was struggling, and this letter came out addressed to her. As I sat back and read the message, I realized it not only applies to her, but to every single one of us. So what I'm doing is I'm going to share the message from God, and I wish I could recreate myself in a masculine voice so you can know the difference, but unfortunately I can't, and right now I'm a solo act, so there's just me, so bear with me. I am going to change just a little part of the message that makes it personal to her so that it could be a little bit more personal to you, and you could fill in the gap where I'll change it, and you'll know where. I will continue with what I got out of this, because as soon as I read it, and I sat back and I read it a couple of times, I took the information into meditation yesterday morning so I can understand the very specific words that were used and what it means to all of us. So like I said, I'm going to share my insights, my understandings about what came through at the end of the message from God. And here is what he had to say. All humans are going through their own inner shift at this time on Earth, including you. So much is happening that your conscious mind cannot perceive in these moments, but that your heart knows is happening. We ask that you address and release your fear of money. And if your fear isn't money, this is my own little insert, put in whatever it is that may be holding you back from life. Whatever your fear is, if it's a fear of a relationship, fear of success, whatever that fear is. For my friend, it was fear of money. It is a fear that is deeply embedded in you through lifetimes of struggle and repression. And now again, my own little insert here, your fears are probably deeply embedded, the ones that are we're having the hardest time releasing, through lifetime. So you really got to go inside, deep inside, to understand and release. Okay, continue back with God's message. And know you are being asked to stand in the light of your knowing and release it once and for all. Things regarding the business she is trying to put together can either go painstakingly slow and difficult or speedily and joyfully. The choice, my beloved, is yours. You carry the money energy. Your fear of releasing what you have and has created a lag in additional resources coming your way. All is as it should be. So now, as July draws to a close and the magnification energy of August approaches quickly, you are in choice at this moment. If you continue to choose fear and hesitation, that will be the songboard of August. If you choose release and speediness, that will be your songboard in all you do through this year. We know what you aspire to be, that which you already are, really. Look at the lesson that you have been given, and again, my own little insert here, we are all going through our lessons, and she had one that was huge, perhaps maybe not to her, but obviously enough to bring this message out. Your partner walks into a building and sees me. You walk into a building and see a wall. See me in all there is. Feel me in all you do. Know that I am also the energy that you call money, and you are the steam engine that controls that energy's flow. How do you wish to flow? With arms wide open, your friend. Okay, so that is where God's message ended, with saying, your friend. So everything from here on out is pretty much me. Now, I don't get any information without going directly to the source, but for all intents and purposes, the rest of this podcast is coming from me, inspired by the realms of the beautiful universe that surround us. Now, when I went into my meditation yesterday, I wanted to understand the use of the word songboard. And here is what I received. Everything we think, do, and say, and even perhaps especially those unspoken fears, are a vibration that comes from within us. All vibration has a sound that is sent outwards, a song, if you will. You are constantly singing a song, always, and those who resonate to your song will hear you and feel you and be attracted to you. Not only do you attract people to you, but also things and events. All there is hears every note and responds accordingly without bias. So whatever it is your inner being is focusing on, and I'm not talking so much about the higher self, but those feelings from deep within you, is what is your song. If you're in fear of anything, that is your song, and that is what's coming towards you. Now let me address the solar eclipse of August 1st. This energy is going to serve to amplify every person's song in the universe. Magnify all that you vibrate to, and yes, even those unresolved fears that some people have tucked away and choose not to deal with. Pretend that they're not there. If life is not going wonderfully and smoothly for you, you've got some stuff to deal with. Time, wait, I'm getting ahead of myself. Whatever you are focused on, not the surface focus, but that deep inner feeling, which is your true song, your vibration that you are sending out, is what you need to look at and be clear with. For example, a lot of people are focusing their energies on abundance, prosperity, especially inspired by The Secret. Love the movie, but it leaves a lot of gaps in what it's really saying and what really should be done. What is the core of that focus? If it is a feeling of lack, of not having enough, and such core feelings as that, then what will begin to happen more quickly than ever is the vibration of lack, of not having enough, will become your experience. It will be magnified. If, on the other hand, excuse me, your focus is to be in service because you know you have something valuable for others to experience, however they may experience it, and are filled with an inner gratitude of who you are, where you are, and how you got here, the floodgate of those seeking your service will open so widely it may take your breath away. But remember, it is not enough to visualize. Otherwise, what becomes magnified is so many others visualizing they've found your service, and no one moving towards each other. On the other hand, if you are putting all your energy, all you have, into being in service, or attracting whatever it is you want, you know, giving away what it is that you want so that it can come to you, this is where the floodgates open wide from. And those things, places, people are all attracted to you like a magnet. For example, and especially in today's economy, people are really focusing on abundance. What if you were already living as if you were in abundance? Don't go to the store and just start visualizing, I wish I had that, I wish I had that, I wish I had that, because that's all you're going to be doing is wishing, 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 and getting more energy to wish, 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 not manifesting. You've got to put your energy into play. You've got to be the co-creator of your universe. So ask yourself, in every moment of every day, What song are you really singing? Because I assure you, your true inner song is being heard and amplified and will be magnified as it comes speeding back to you with content. Let's talk about time, at least briefly, as I'm still trying to understand and digest this information. As more and more light energy is released into the planet, light energy that has never been released onto this earth before, it must affect all things. Not only the biological aspects of the earth realm, but equally all those things that make the earth tick, including time. Time is speeding up. Many people feel it. A day seems to be over in a blink. I swear, we just started the month of June, and it's already the end of July. Where did that time go? Poof, gone. But as the energetics of the earth quicken, so does time. Our clocks may say one thing, but we know time has quickened, as everything on the earth is vibrating faster due to the rapid and large amounts of new energy being brought in. Equally, the veil is thinning. More and more people are becoming conscious, having spiritual experiences in varying degrees, are bringing what they are feeling on the inside to their outer reality. And as this consciousness level speeds up or gets more broad, however you want to say it, people's biology are changing. You may find like there's a sudden rash of fevers or sickness or illness. It's because the inner body is changing at such a rapid rate. It must exude some discomforts, if you will. But I promise you, it will pass. If you just go with the flow, it will pass. Now keep this in mind. You cannot fake what you are really feeling on the inside. You just can't. You may be able to fool your conscious mind or others around you, but not deep down. Your true feelings are heard, felt, and manifested for you. I will give you some real examples. My 25-year-old son, who I love and adore, has been saying for weeks he doesn't want to go to work. He's a painter. He's a construction worker. That he wished he would just get a break in his wrestling career. And, you know, when he's not painting, he's wrestling. You know, the regular professional kind you see on TV. And he's been doing that for 10 years. Both very deep and very real feelings became his reality. And a couple weeks ago, he broke both bones in his lower leg while wrestling. Now, he is not going to work at all. And he got his break in wrestling. Not exactly the way he had anticipated, but he never changed the energy he was putting in. So he can only get back what he put in. A dear friend of mine is feeling like she is bearing the brunt of life's financial burdens. So the universe felt those feelings and made them real. Every person in her household is no longer bringing in the money they were, so she could have more of what she is feeling, being financially burdened. The universe has no bias. It has no sense of this is good, this is not good. It simply creates for you what you are feeling deep inside. It's what it does. It's what it loves to do. I say once again, be clear on what you are feeling deep inside. 'Cause baby, we ain't seen nothing yet. Now what about the many, many people who are spiritually aware, who have been working on clearing their issues, and who are moving at a faster frequency than those who have not even raised a spiritual eyebrow or just starting their path? We have a tremendous and beautiful responsibility to bear, for we will lead by example. What we feel manifests almost instantly, already becomes our reality. If we are still hanging on to some fear energy, it will be one of the fastest things we manifest, not as a universal kick in the butt, instead as a loving reminder from the highest energies, from the higher realms, to say, clear this once and for all. It serves you not. This is the last thing I'm going to address in the podcast here. There is a line in the message that is information loaded, but equally can be missed. And I don't want you to miss a thing. If you choose fear and hesitation, this is a quote, direct quote from God's message. If you choose fear and hesitation, it will be your songboard through August. If you choose release and speediness, that will be your songboard in all you do through the year. God is saying, even as we move through August with those unresolved fears and that becomes magnified in our lives, we can change it. He only says that fear and hesitation will be through August, not through the rest of the year. We don't have to carry it for the rest of the year, but face it and release it right then and right there. He wants us to live in joy and wonder as we were created to do, but we have some work to do on our end. We can't just sit there and visualize and hope and pray and say, oh, I'm releasing this up to God. No, I don't think so. You are God. You are the steam engine of your reality. Put energy into it. Make some time for yourself. Work within yourself. Be clear. I will close on that note for now. Let me tell you what's happening in my world. On July 15th, last month, no, we're still in July, this month, we signed a lease on a beautiful structure and some amazing land that will be the Wonder of You Life Enrichment Center. It will be opening mid to late August 2008 in Newport News, Virginia. The second issue of The Wonder of You magazine, after repeated delays with the printer, but that is, I mean, July was just a prelude to what's coming in August, is finally out. For more information about the center or to get a copy of our magazine, The Wonder of You, please visit www.spiritualhealing-godsway.org. With amazing wonder and incredible excitement, Namaste.